Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 25 to 27. All athletes are disciplined in their training. They do it to win a prize that will fade away, but we do it for an eternal prize. So I run with purpose in every step. I'm not just shadow boxing. I discipline my body like an athlete, training it to do what it should. Athletics were taken very seriously by the Greeks. The Olympic Games were established in 776 BC and were held in Olympia every 4 years. Corinth itself had its own games known as the Isthmian Games, and they were second only to the Olympics. It isn't surprising, therefore, that the Apostle Paul often makes reference to athletics. In preparation for the games, athletes were put through a punishing regime. They were required to prepare for 10 months, and the entire focus was upon winning. Unlike today, there were no prizes for coming second or third. It was all about winning. The winner in Paul's day would be given a pine wreath to wear, but great as that honour was, it would soon fade. Paul knew that he was working for an eternal prize, and so he determined to be fit to ensure that he could keep going. Of course, the Christian life doesn't have only one winner. All of us need to ensure that we keep fit for the work that God has called us to do. A contemporary described Paul himself as a man small of stature, with a bald head and crooked legs. It would seem unlikely that he was an athlete himself, but he had no doubt of the importance of keeping physically fit. Whether he was in prison or was engaged in his demanding missionary journeys, he needed to keep strong. Not many of us are Olympians, but whatever our age, physical fitness is important for all of us if we are to do what God wants us to do. Now let me ask you a question. What do you do to keep physically fit? And now let me pray with you. Lord God, thank you for the gift of our bodies. Help us to see them as one of the gifts that you have given to us, and help us to use them well. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. The talks are also available on podcasts, which you can, of course, access at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a great day.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.